Happy birthday, dear Christy. Happy birthday to you. Keep coming back.
What's that?
Jazz hands.
Those aren't jazz hands. These are jazz hands.
Excuse me, I went to dance camp. These are jazz hands. Can I blow up my candles now?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Speech.
Yeah, speech.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Ugh. I really can't believe I've been sober for 4 years. I mean, think about it. That's a long time to go without puking.
You did have a stomach flu.
Any puke that's not flammable is a happy puke. Anyway, I'm really grateful to be sober, and I'm really grateful to have friends who I love so much. Yeah, I see you there.
Christy, I'm so proud of you. You've grown so much.
Thank you. You've been a big part of it.
Hey, everybody, I just want you to know, dinner and dessert, it's all on me.
Oh, you didn't have fun.
Yeah, friggin' time.
Hey, I have grown, too. I've got a good job, I'm in a stable relationship, and the doorbell rings, I no longer hide in an air vent.
She's like a rat. If her nose can get in, she can get in.
I'm sorry, your card got declined.
Kel, surprise.
Hold on, you've obviously screwed this up. How about you skedaddle back and run it through again?
Actually, they told me to destroy it, but I was being nice, you ungrateful giraffe.
Well, clearly, I am the victim of identity theft.
Oh, please. Whose life is so sad they'd rather be you?
Uh-huh. All right, well, that clears it up. Thanks. You have a nice day, too. Okay, I know why my card was declined.
Are we supposed to guess?
It's not a big deal. Did you put cheese in these?
Is she kidding?
She's deflecting. She does that when she's scared.
I'm not scared. You're scared. Yeah. Tastes like Monterey Jack?
Tell us!
Fine. Apparently, the IRS put a lien on my account.
Oh, Mom.
How much money do you owe?
10 grand, give or take.
What does that mean?
18.
What?
How does that happen?
We live here rent-free because I'm the building manager. Apparently, that counts as income.
Oh, God.
Oh, relax. I've got no money. They can't get blood out of a rock.
Yeah, but they can put the rock in jail.
No, they wouldn't do that to me. I am a nice, sober lady now. I'm a card-carrying member of ARP.
Great. So you'll enjoy the senior discount at the prison commissary.
Okay, you guys are kind of freaking me out.
You should be freaked out.
I don't want to go to jail again. When I'm gay, I want it to be on my terms.
How can you just sit there and stuff your face with ice cream?
I wanted a snack before I walked the green mile.
Look, Adam offered to lend you the money. Why don't you just take it?
No, because we both know what happens then. Every time I sleep with them, I'm trying to pay it off. Who needs the lockjaw?
Really? Now you decide to have standards? You need a lawyer.
Yeah, but then they're going to send a bill and I'm down on my knees again.
I bet Steve would do it pro bono. It means for free.
Oh, that's a thought. I slept with him pro bono, so he actually owes me.
Hola!
Hey, Steve, it's Bonnie.
Hey, stranger, long time.
Yeah, haven't seen you in a while. Where you been hiding out?
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just making small talk.
Oh, be careful with that.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I lost a case and the kid went to jail.
That's too bad.
No, he should be in jail. He's a monster. The bad part is that his uncle is a Mexican drug lord. Kind of a vindictive guy. So I thought it prudent to leave the country.
Smart move. Where'd you go?
Mexico.
I can't believe I slept with this guy.
So why'd you call?
Well, it's a little embarrassing, but the truth is I butt dialed you.
Oh, so happy accident. Hello to your butt. Want to hear some irony? Turns out I'm allergic to pinto beans.
So, bottom line, I need a good tax attorney. Maybe somebody I could work a trade with. You know, house it, paint the garage.
All I have is an adoption attorney and a divorce attorney. Oh, and a malpractice guy for when I had to have my boobs rejiggered.
That's not gonna do it.
I have a patent attorney. Yes, I invented something, and no, I will not tell you what it is.
What about what's his name? Your half-brother. Ray, I can't go to him. I just met the guy. I'm not going to hit him up for a favor.
You're also kind of a dick to him.
Takes two to dick.
Not with my new invention.
Hey, why not have Christy represent you?
Oh, that's a good idea. She's almost a lawyer.
What are you talking about? I'm not even in law school yet. I still have to take a gym class.
Your mom's not up for murder. She just owes some money.
The IRS just wants to make a deal. They don't try to put anybody in jail.
They put Wesley Snipes in jail.
Not helping, Wendy.
It's just that they robbed us of so many action-packed movies.
You could do it.
What do you think?
Do you know anything about taxes?
I know you're supposed to pay them.
It's more than me. You're hired. What do you think? Can I plead insanity?
You can plead you're a magical elf. You're still going to owe him 18 grand. I don't think I can help you, Mom.
Hey, I did not raise you to be a quitter.
The first half of that sentence is correct.
Christy, I brought you some coffee.
Thanks.
Should you bring me one?
Give me a break. I only got one crotch.
Just to be clear, no matter how late I stay up tonight, I'm not going to become a tax lawyer by tomorrow morning.
Don't say that. I believe in you.
Yeah, well, who cares?
All right, I see what's happening here. Someone needs a little positivity. Maybe this will help. Da 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 da
da da da da da. Adam, make her stop.
Da 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 da.
You know what? This is actually gonna help me.
This is the unhappiest place I've ever been, and I've waited in line for eyeglasses at Costco.
Stop talking. You're making me nervous.
What are you nervous about? Your neck isn't on the line.
Hey, I have to pretend to be a lawyer, pretend we have a case, and pretend these stockings aren't halfway up my ass.
Sorry to keep you, but I'm on a liquid diet and everything's coming out basically how it went in.
If you're not feeling well, we could reschedule.
That's okay. I've got 10 minutes till the bell rings again. So which one of you is Ms. Plunkett?
Technically, we both are, but she's the defendant. I'm Christy Plunkett, her daughter and legal advisor.
Okay. All right, I looked over your file and it appears you didn't declare income for the last 3 years. Can you explain that?
Yes, we can.
You don't have to stand.
Okay, but while I'm up... We contend that this has been a misunderstanding. My mom, a.k.a. Bonnie Plunkett, didn't know she was supposed to report free rent as income.
Yeah, you see, this is my first time managing a building. I wasn't aware of how it worked. You get that right?
No. So what did you do before you managed a building?
Gosh, it's been so long. I hardly remember what I had for breakfast.
I had spinach juice. All right, let's set aside the last 3 years.
Great.
What is of more concern to the IRS is the fact that you haven't filed taxes since 1996.
Christy?
Yeah.
Represent me.
In light of this new information, which the state should have disclosed during discovery.
This isn't a trial.
Noted. Nevertheless, I would would like to ask for an extension on this hearing.
It's not a hearing.
Continuance?
Nope.
Could we please come back later?
Works for me. Just call for an appointment.
This is a gift from God. Run.
How on earth do you go 20 years without paying your taxes?
Like we say in the program, one day at a time.
So what happens now?
Well, I got them to give us another week.
Which means you got a lot of work to do.
No, I am not a lawyer. I am a junior at a college that's best known for web design. It's time to call Ray.
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on. I want to meet your big shot half black half brother.
Calm down, he's gay.
You sure he's not half gay? He's half everything else.
We're trying to keep my mom out of jail. You can try and flip him later.
I told you I'm not calling him.
Why are you blaming Ray for all the crap your mother did?
I have to blame someone. Careful, you're on deck.
Honey, you worked so hard to let go of your resentment towards your mother. Can't you do the same for your brother?
Well, it's a little hard, Marjorie, since I have no idea why I resent him.
Well, you better figure it out, because we're meeting him tomorrow at 2.
You already called him?
I sure did.
Wow. I don't ask much of you, only what I give in return. Honesty, respect, and most importantly, trust.
What? I do all those things. I just don't brag about it. I'm humble. All right, screw all of you.
Do you believe this view? Get why rich people look down on us. It's because they really do.
This is all pretentious crap. Oh, look, I can keep brandy in a crystal decanter and drink moderately.
Someday I want to sit in an office like this, wearing a Chanel suit and a Prada bag, all the while helping the poor.
If you plan on helping the poor, that bag's going to be a knockoff.
Hi, Ray.
Christy, good to see you. Oh. Hi, Bonnie. So, a little trouble with the IRS, huh?
Yes, I screwed up, but they didn't cover tax law in the orphanage.
You were never in an orphanage.
It's poetic license.
You know what? Maybe we should talk about the elephant in the room first.
Oh, the elephant being I was abandoned by our mother and you were kept?
Bonnie, I get it. You got a raw deal. But you do understand I didn't know you existed until 3 months ago.
I know that. It's just, I mean, look what you've done with your life, and look at mine. I mean, who is this? Your boyfriend? What is he, a model?
He's my husband. And yes.
Oh, come on.
Look, I'm sorry this has been so painful for you. But maybe there's a silver lining in your tax problems. We can use this to get to know each other, be brother and sister.
How can you not like this guy?
I find ways not to like you, and you're adorable.
Bonnie, let me help you. No strings attached.
All right, but you owe me one.
Wait, why would I? Never mind. So, clear this up for me. What kind of a person doesn't pay taxes for 20 years?
Well, I like to think of myself as a folk hero.
So, the money you didn't pay the government, you gave to the poor?
Well, speaking as a poor person, yes.
All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We'll go to the IRS next week and try to cut some kind of a deal.
See what happens when you have a real lawyer?
Oh, don't be so humble. I'm going to be using your notes.
Really?
You did some nice work in here. In fact, when I go back to the IRS, why don't you come with me?
You don't have to do that.
I'm not doing you a favor. You'd be a big help.
That's great. I'd love to join you guys.
Oh, she's not going?
I'm not?
Oh, God, no. That's really the only mistake you made.
Seriously, you're just going to watch hockey while my life hangs in the balance?
Kind of hard for me to pace, bud.
I just want you to know if I go to jail, you need to find someone else. I don't want you to wait for me.
Okay.
Come on, on, you're not even gonna lie to me?
It's a playoff game, Bon. I'm not really listening.
Oh, this could be Christy. Oh, damn it, Jill. No, I am not introducing you to my half-gay brother.
I can't believe we won.
Well, technically, we didn't win. We settled.
In my family, settling is winning. I'm gonna call my mom and let her know.
Oh, hold on. Lesson number one. Never tell a client it took 15 minutes to do a day's work. They're called billable hours for a reason.
So we're just supposed to let her sit at home and sweat?
Think about it.
Oh, man, I can't wait to be a lawyer.
And you're gonna be a good one. As a matter of fact, if you don't get snatched up by a better firm, maybe you can come intern for me.
I would love that.
Consider it done.
Don't most firms have a policy about nepotism?
Christy. Look at us.
You're right. I think we're gonna get away with it.
And to all of you for never giving up on me from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Adam, my love, my daughter, Christy, my dear friends, I couldn't have done it without your support.
Does she think she won an award?
And thanks to my long-lost brother, Ray, the IRS has given me 10 years to pay off my debt. What a bunch of suckers. Anyway, I'm glad we are finally getting a chance to know each other.
Yes, we are.
Thank you, Bonnie. I can't help thinking that you and Christy coming into my life, maybe it wasn't a coincidence. Maybe there's a reason for it. Boy, this is hard to say. But I guess you're probably the best people to say it to. I've gotten to a point where I'm snorting coke every day.
Still doing up?
Believe it or not, reading more about tax law.
Why? I got away with it.
Well, I'm still interested. Did you know the French put a tax on salt and that's what led to the French Revolution?
Wow. You really have given up on men, haven't you? Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I am so impressed with what you did.
Ray did most of it.
That's not true. And that's not what I'm talking about. You've been sober for 4 years now. You're almost done with college, on your way to becoming a lawyer. I am so proud of you.
Wow, Mom, that means a lot.
Hey, I probably don't say this enough, but you are an amazing person, and I love you.
You have another legal problem, don't you?
I might have slapped a meter maid, but that doesn't take away from anything I said.
It does a little, but thanks.
It's the season finale.
Be positive.
I am. Positive, we're all gonna die.
Stranded.
The rules are beginning to break down.
You don't say.
No food.
Mutiny!
No privacy.
Why are you wearing that?
No escape.
What kind of wife are you?
The kind that wants to live.
The Scorpion season finale.
Buckle up, nerd.
CBS Monday.
Don't miss the comedy Life in Pieces. CBS Next.